As we have noticed, alhamdulillah, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some boys are performing, and they're performing up with the experience of 1 to 2 years. Definitely their performance is very different from the one that is performing or reading Quran continually for the past 1 or 2 or 6 months. Likewise, we have to also realize, just as there is a difference between a person who is experienced in performing and a person that is not experienced in performing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also made certain signs apparent in the believer that follows the Quran versus a person that just reads the Quran. And likewise, as the Quran itself says, the one that is blind is very different from the one that is seen. That is why the discussion that takes place, for example, in the likes of Imam Shafi and Imam Hanifa, where the discussion is, if a person reads the Quran and memorizes the Quran, will that person be given Jannah? And the answer comes very, very unique, that even though a person who memorizes the Quran, Jannah can become the abode, according to one of them, if the individual did not follow the Quran. And if a person follows the Quran and forgets the Quran due to old age, accident, busy schedule, etc., but that person followed the Quran, even though they forgot the Quran, that person will be awarded the Jannah. So as we can see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not prejudiced. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for the effort we make, and according to the effort, you will see the beauty in this world, and definitely you will see the beauty in the hereafter. As the Khalif said it very beautifully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us nobility and izzah through the Quran. It is through the Quran people have occupation. It is through the Quran families are, put on a higher pedestal. It is due to the Quran individuals' lives and families have changed. And it is also due to the very same Quran that people have rejected, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destroyed them. يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. If a person wishes to go towards transgression, that individual must realize the Quran will never become something that will function as a tool of success for that individual. So now naturally, we know these things, they are nothing new. So what is the cause of our problem? As the brother Hafiz Junaid Sahib read very well, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. First realization that has to go into every individual, and we have it as a local Jamaat. And what do Jamaat brothers talk about? It's the first principle. We have to understand Allah is the owner of everything we come in contact with. Even the ulama have said the hunger that is in your stomach, that too is from Allah. And the fulfillment of that hunger, that too is from Allah. You and I have to realize we do nothing and we cannot do anything. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. He gives to whatever extent He wishes to give. He can turn, for example, أَهُمْ يَقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. He can turn a carpet cleaner into a multi-millionaire. We have seen in our lifetime, and He can turn the entire millionaire into a carpet cleaner. That is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is saying, تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِنْ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah can give, Allah can take, Allah can take, Allah can give in whatever capacity, whether it is health, whether it is wealth. In أَضْحَكَ وَأَبَكَ وَأَنَّهُ أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَا وَأَنَّهُ خَلَقَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ. Some people, He can make laugh. Some people He can make cry. After He makes a person cry, He can make a person laugh. Some individuals, He gives death. Some He gives life. Some He gives life. Some He gives death. Some He brings back from the dead. Whatever combination. Some He gives boys. Some He gives girls. Some He gives nothing. Some He only gives one thing. Allah says, everything biyadika al-khair, everything is in my hand. If you don't realize this fact, then understand full what Allah is saying. You are going to ruin your life, because you are going to be running, you are going to be running, you are going to be running behind something or the other. Somebody sent me a text, and what the text said, well, let me read it for you now, since I mentioned it, because if I misquote it, then some of you may take away half my iman in the process. Let me see what the text says now.
Yes, this is what it says. It says the following. It says, this dunya is like a shadow. Very powerful. This dunya is like a shadow. If you try to catch it, if you try to grab hold of it, if you try to catch it, you will never be able to do so. But if you turn your back towards it, you turn your back towards that shadow, it has no choice but to follow you. This is exactly what the world is. You are running behind it, you cannot catch it. It's going, it'll continue going. And if you turn your back on this world, then inshallah, it will become such that it'll be behind you and you will be the master of it. And what did Isa alayhi salam says? When it comes to this world, don't try to give too much information to everyone. It's like throwing pearls to a swine. Do you throw pearls to a swine? Pearl is something you buy, you put it on your wife's neck. Some of you are saying, inna lillahi, your wife is here. But that's fine too. Everything Allah belongs. But suffice to say, we learn from this given ayah that everything is in the control of Allah. Allah gives, what the boys say, Allah gives, Allah takes, Allah makes, no mistakes. This is the system of Allah. Because when He gives, He knows when to give, how to give, how much to give, in what proportion to give. And when He takes, you will notice the system of Allah. He will take, sometimes maybe a job, sometimes maybe a health, whatever, sometimes maybe a child. But in place of that pain that you are going through, rest assured, Allah is going to give you something else. But the problem with humans, we become too fixated. We become, what you call this, fixed on gaining what we want to gain, not the substitute Allah wants to give us. So then what happens? Allah says, I've given you, you don't want, now I will leave you. And this is the state most of us are in right now. Allah is saying over and over, I gave you, I gave you. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِي فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا مُبْلِسُونَ I'm giving you, you're forgetting. Now, when I start snatching and I start taking away whatever I've given you, all of a sudden you cannot bear its pain and calamity. So again, we started off with the beginning point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates differences. The one that knows is very different from the one that does not know. And the one that is seeking is very different from the one that is not seeking, number one. Number two, the thing that is holding us back is the lack of realization. Allah is the owner of everything. And He will give us whatever He wants in the right time. We have to believe in that. What the Chinese proverb says, it says something. When the student is ready, the teacher will arrive. When the student is ready, at that point the teacher will arrive. And we are seeing this in the academic world, we are seeing this in the spiritual world, we are seeing this in the religious world. So we have to now bring in the last 10 days the realization that what's written for me, Allah will give. I have to remain dedicated towards what Allah wants of me. And the more dedicated we remain on what Allah wants of me, whatever is out there, inshallah, it will become of service and servitude to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us at all times. Wa akhir da'wana, and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.